Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone and good afternoon. This is Restore the Roar Live, October 12th, 2020. I'm your host, Sky Dickinson. We're going to have some fun here in the next 20 minutes, half hour. I got our athletic director, Robert Feikert, who wears many, many hats and is one of the many people that makes CCAM Athletics go round and round. He's going to come on and update us on a whole lot of things that were uncertain as recent as a couple weeks, a couple months ago. As we know, sports came to a screeching halt back in March, but the CIF released the modified schedule. We are actually quickly nearing the resumption of CKM Athletics, which a lot of people can't wait to see, of course, in a appropriately healthy manner, given the circumstances. So we're going to get this going right now on the other side of this one. Welcome to Restore the Roar Live. Okay, beautiful day outside, something like 82, 83 degrees. Been through a lot this summer between the fires that affected so many people, bad air quality, the need for people to stay inside and things like that. So we're going to take this piece by piece. This is the first in an installment of podcasts aimed to bring everybody up to speed with everything that is known right now from the people at the top. From the athletic director on down, we're going to have coaches on here in upcoming weeks. So we're going to begin to fill in what is quickly becoming a picture that, you know, that had just gone from complete uncertainty. Now we have the CIF schedule in place. As I speak to you today, it's October 12th, and sports are scheduled to resume December 21st, cross country, December 28th, water polo, December 29th, volleyball. And we got football starting January 8th. So basically all of the fall sports have now been moved to winter. It's going to create some challenges in terms of scheduling and things like that. So we got the man to talk to about all that. And that is athletic director and coach Robert Feikert. Do I have you on the line here, buddy?
Hello, Sky. I don't know about being the man, but thank you for the intro. That's awfully nice.
Well, you're quite welcome, man. As you well know, back in March, mid-March, God, it was a huge day on campus, man. There's always something going on, especially because of the new track and field. There was a baseball game that day. We were beating Christian Brothers pretty good. Tennis match that day, I believe we won. Went over to the pool, watched a swim meet, went home for a little bit, grabbed a bite, came back, volleyball. As I was watching the volleyball, I got an announcement on my phone that the Sacramento Kings-New Orleans Pelicans game had been canceled, and the head coach, Kent Cattati, and I kind of looked at each other like, whoa, okay, this is something that's getting some serious attention. Little did we know that volleyball match would be the last played on CKM for the rest of the 2019-2020 school year. So I could spend a lot of time filling in people on the specifics. If you want to see more about the seniors, how the community absolutely rallied, the seniors absolutely adjusted to unprecedented circumstances, please check that out at RestoreTheRoar.com. RestoreTheRoar.org. Very important, RestoreTheRoar.org. And then something else I'd like to get out up front that could be very beneficial to some people, and that is our sponsors. The first one being Simply Mobile at 4411 Freeport Boulevard, 916-456-7478, right there on the southeast corner of Lamb Park. And another is CKM alum Danny Schultz. He's here to give you a free appraisal on your home and take care of all your mortgage needs and things like that. You can contact him at 916-678-7529. He's an instrumental member of the 1998 section championship baseball team, which is enshrined into the CKM Athletics Hall of Fame, to which we are currently accepting applications. So that's also Restore the Roar. Org. Okay, now that I've got all that out of the way, Rob, let's start filling some people in. You are going to have, I'm sure you already are doing some juggling as far as schedules. When will, do you imagine, official schedules will be released?
Well, I know the football schedule is set. The only thing that we're concerned about is a week three opponent. We're not too sure what their situation is going to be as we move closer to December. Boys and girls volleyball play in the same season for the first time ever.
Right.
I'm waiting to get that information. Boys and girls water polo are, they're working on their schedule along with cross country. But cross country, what they're waiting for is the invitationals. Usually that's the hardest part, especially nowadays. I'm not too sure what our situation is going to be on, cross country is easy, but the invitationals that pretty much prepare our athletes for the postseason, not too sure how many of those we're going to be able to do as of yet.
Okay, because those are what qualify you for the postseason as a cross country runner?
Well, it gets you in shape to get used to running with the top programs in the area.
Gotcha.
Our league, the Metro League, is not as competitive as we need it to be as far as getting prepared for the pro season. So these invites, they're the top athletes in Northern California, sometimes in California and beyond. So it's a great measuring stick for our athletes as they move on into the postseason at sectionals and masters.
Excellent. Yeah, way to sharpen your spikes, it sounds like. And I'm becoming more and more familiar with how the cross-country schedule works. And I know I don't mean to overlook any other of the student-athletes, but I know we got a real superstar entering her senior year in Julia Heckey, who is the first female at McClatchy to run a sub-5-minute mile, if I got that right. She was Athlete of the Week a couple years ago. Yeah. So I could probably talk to – yeah, go right ahead.
We have a junior on the boys' side that has been a state qualifier the first 2 years of his career in Joe Wiley. So
Joe Wiley.
Pretty good group of athletes we have over there. So the girls are reloading. Got the twins – that are right now their names are escaping me. I can see mom's name. They're both programs are going to be solid once again.
For sure. And as I've said this on just about every podcast, but the increased and continued success of the cross country team has so much to do with the brand new track. And off the top of my head, three cross country athletes have been Athletes of the Week, which you could also find on RestoreTheRoad.org. That's going to be the two we've already mentioned, Joe Wiley and Julia Heckey. And then also the first one was Jonah Wiener Brodkey, who said straight up, okay, he was the last of the class that ran on the dirt track at one point. So he said straight up, it took like 2 minutes off of his, whatever his time was. So it's just an incredible difference. And those that remember that dirt track, you can look it up on the images, online. There's some SACB images still available of kids running on the track, and there's like literally grass growing in the middle of the track. It's such an incredible upgrade, man. It's awesome. Okay.
And don't forget, Jonah also led the boys to the first ever section title. Just a great group of kids. So
good call.
That's nice.
Good call,
as well.
Coach. Yes. Good call, Rob. Okay. So, Let's start here with football. Where are they going to play this year?
If we couldn't start off with an easier question. That's going to be, it's really going to depend on the Sacramento County Health Department. I'm on their website right now to see where we are on a couple things, trying to navigate that. But the plan is to go to Hughes Stadium. If we cannot have people in the stands, we got a couple of contingency plans kind of set up depending on the situation. So, the good thing about Hughes Stadium is we can easily social distance. We can put some people in the stands, hopefully make a little money on the gate to help offset the cost of officials for all the other sports. But if that's not the case, we are having conversations with the other Sac City Unified School District schools to see when their away dates are, to see if we can use their facilities, i.e. Burbank, Johnson, Rosemont, and Kennedy High School. If that doesn't work, there's also conversations about possibly playing a junior varsity game on Thursday afternoon at our place, and then a varsity game maybe on Friday afternoon. Of course, the biggest contention is what time to start that game to be able to get the game in before darkness.
Okay, I've thought about all that myself. And what about varsity on Saturday afternoons at our place?
That's always a possibility. You know, there are a couple issues with that. You know, if we start opening up back up on Saturdays, you know, there's custodial costs that we have to deal with because there always has to be a custodian on campus. And depending on where we are, you know, one of the reasons why we switched away from Saturdays is the competition of other athletics going on, i.e. land park soccer, you know, fall baseball, all those different things that happen to where, you know, we might not be able to get people out or find enough people to run the games correctly.
Okay.
But if we don't have anybody in the stands, yes, a Saturday afternoon is always a possibility.
Yeah, man, I think that would be really cool. And then, you know, well, that'll be a discussion for later. Okay, water polo. How, if you could somehow speak on behalf of the heating machines, that's going to be as important as ever this year, is heating that pool with the season beginning a few days after the holidays and a few days short of New Year's Eve. It's going to be chilly, man. So how's our heater looking?
We had a new system put in about 2 years ago. It does a great job. One of the things that came up when this schedule came out was a conversation with our Sac City Unified School District Athletic Director Greg Purcell. You know, many of us in the district were very concerned about that same, you know, the cost factor of heating that pool, and we've been told that it should not be an issue at all. The kind of the good thing about it is that some of our water polo players play competitive water polo year round. So one of the local clubs is called American River. They're over at, you know, they do all their activities out of Rio Americano and Jesuit High School. So those kids are used to being in the cold. You know, dealing with that of getting in and out.
Think
the hardest part is, you know, we might have to move some things around as far as our bench. One of the things we could possibly do is use our shallow end of the pool and keep the kids in the water. But we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Okay. And can water polo be played in like a light rain with obviously no thunder or lightning? Or does rain mean that water polo is?
No, it's just when the lightning comes around, that's when we got to start clearing the deck.
Gotcha.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. No. Okay. Volleyball. I got some ideas here. Obviously they're okay. Tell me if I have this right. Yeah, I think I do. I've only been watching it for 2.5 years now. Best of 5 sets, and if it happens to go to a 5th set, they play to 15, whereas they play to 25 in the first 4 sets. Correct?
Correct. That's all varsity. So JV plays the best of 3. Same situation. That third game is to 15. This year, the league decided to have we're going to play four games on one day. So we're including the varsity boys volleyball on the same day. So we're talking about starting the freshmen at 4 o'clock, JV at 5, and then switch back and forth between varsity boys or indoor varsity girls at that 6 o'clock slot, and then the 7, you know, and then if the girls were playing, then the boys would play after the girls. The one thing that that we are having conversations with the league is that we're playing for time only for the JV and the freshman games. So typically where we start to run real long in the evening is if the JV and the freshman games play to 3, we're not starting
right.
those games on time. So this year
– you and I have been there till like 10:45 at night sometimes in those.
Correct. Those Kennedy games where everybody's going to that last set, getting to that 15 points. And even then it's, you know, it's a monster. So the conversation is, you know, at 4:50, whether the freshmen are done or not, we're going to end that game and get the JV to start warming up, and everybody's going to stay on time until we get to that varsity. Once we get to the varsity games, we have to play out just because of, you know, playoffs and everything else, Metro
sure.
League titles. So
will that time limit with the freshman and JV team be on the wall counting down on the scoreboard? Because that could make,
you know,
that could add some drama.
Yeah, you know, I think everyone's going to know where we are, you know, time-wise. Typically, we don't put that time up there just because, you know, I'm not a, you know, if you're a fan of soccer, sometimes, you know, the ball goes, rolls out of bounds. You know, if you're ahead, you know, you kind of take your time
totally.
And go get the ball out.
Tie
you
a
know,
shoe, maybe.
I'd rather not have that issue in volleyball. I'd rather keep it simple and, you know, let the kids play as many times as possible so they don't have to look up the wall and, you know, win at all costs type of situation. So,
yeah, I think, yeah, upon further analysis, I think, yeah, that's spot on. Thanks again, Coach, for taking your time, man. I know you, you're a busy guy. Okay, this is
my pleasure, man.
Cool. Because as we continue to get updated, we're kind of just taking the fall section right now. Maybe a week from now, we'll discuss what's going to happen with basketball and how it starts in February and things like that. We're just going piece by piece. So cross-country volleyball, water polo, and football coming soon to McClatchy. And I'll, in the beginning, you know, as I've been for a lot of people from home, a lot of people at home the last couple of years have kind of been like the eyes and ears of the sports, the guy on the scene, you know, the camera where it needs to be at the pivotal moment of the games. And I take a lot of pride in that. And so I'm going to, you know, follow all necessary safety protocols to put myself in that place to continue to cover all this as soon as it resumes. And I cannot wait. One thing I noticed that is also grouped into the modified fall section of sports on the Sac Joaquin section CIF schedule is badminton. Has CKM ever had a badminton team?
No, there are, you know, they have playoffs for badminton. You know, whenever we get to certain points, you know, there's a couple sports that are the CIF offers that we do not have at McClatchy. You know, whenever those things come up, the first question we always have is, you know, can we support it financially with a stipend? Can we support it by, in this case with badminton, use of the gym? And when would that be available with all the other activities we have going on? Do we have a storage spot? Can we afford to do the to purchase uniforms and or equipment? So, you know, those are always things we look at to see what we can do. Badminton's you know, a great, great game.
Yeah,
and
it's fun.
One of the things that, you know, they you can play well into your 60s and 70s playing that game. So, yes, it's a great game, but, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, baby steps of looking to see what we can do and what we can't do. And if it's a good fit, You know, I mean, you know, a good example is water polo. You know, that started in I want to say early to mid 90s, and it started off with a unified team throughout the district, and then it, you know, just went absolutely crazy. You look at our water polo team now; they have a squad between, you know, the JV and the varsity, 35, 40 girls on those teams. I mean, it's
impressive.
It's a great game. And I,
and
know,
I was there in the early. I was there in the. Sorry to cut you off, man. We got a little bit of a delay working, you know. I was there in the mid '90s when all that was coming to fruition, and there were some studs. Yeah, and there were some studs that came from other schools. Yeah, I got to make friends with guys from Kennedy and other places because, like, yeah, just like you said, they were all coming together to form their own like Voltron type of team. And it, yeah, it, by the mid '90s, man, by '95, '96, they had some squads. And I played baseball throughout my time in McClatchy, and instead of playing winter ball one year, I decided to go out for the water polo team. And never got the hang of that egg beater thing, man. And then I could throw the ball harder than anybody on the team because I was a pitcher, and I could swim decent because I grew up with a pool in my backyard. But the guys who had like a 2-3 year jump on me were head and shoulders above, and I wasn't going to play. So I figured, well, I'll just go play summer ball and, you know, get a chance to pitch every weekend. So much respect for that, the sport and the program. And yeah, it's reflective of just how supportive the McClatchy community is. And that reminds me that we're currently in the midst of the fall donation push. The aim is $5,000 by December 31st. And we started that at the beginning of this month. And 2 weeks in, we're already at 60% of our goal. So
you got to be kidding me.
I'm not, man.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you from Restore the Roar. On behalf of everybody, you can make donations at RestoreTheRoar.org. You can get a lot more info, and we are going to hit the ground running. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that are meeting on Zoom regularly and things like that, and it isn't going to be a groggy type of thing once this gets going. We're going to be rearing to go, rearing to roar. Okay, so Simply Mobile, 4411 Freeport Boulevard. Seriously, this place takes care of any problems, cracked screens, anything you could think of. And then Danny Schultz, as I've mentioned, McClatchy grad, contact him. Any of your mortgage appraisal needs, 916-678-7529. All right, Coach Fiker, we're going to finish up. This is out of nowhere. You have not been prepped for this in any way, shape, or form. As culture and things evolve, you know, different sports come out of popularity, new sports spring up, and just off the top of your head right now on the afternoon of October 12th, 2020, what do you think will be the first of these to come along at McClatchy? Number one, the CKM Texas Hold'em team. Number two, the CKM Video Gamers team. Or number three, the CKM Mixed Martial Arts team.
I'd say number two.
I tend to agree with you. Have you ever heard anybody even talk about that? Because, I mean, gaming is so
it's a CIS sport currently right now.
Are you serious?
I mean, it's already there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's already there. They're already doing things with it. You know, it just, once again, it comes back down to just like we talked about badminton. Where can we do it? Can we afford to do it? Can we support it? That's already a CIS sport.
Wow. Okay. Well, you answered that, with flying colors. So I'll double down here. What's the most likely between CKM Texas Hold'em and CKM Mixed Martial Arts?
Well, I'm hoping that, if adults can play, I'd rather have the poker, but, just because of my own enjoyment of playing the game. But, you know, I between the two, it's got to be mixed martial arts because, you know, gambling is not legal for anybody under 21. So
Yeah, it would have to be like a unit. They'd have to keep cash out of it. Yeah, it'd have to be like a unit.
Yeah.
And McClatchy beats Kennedy 400 units to three. Whatever. I don't want to say anything.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever sport we get up against Kennedy, we definitely want to win. So.
For sure. For sure.
You know, darts.
It, agreed. It's that lion pride, man. And we got a lot of it. And thanks again to the community. Thanks for listening. We're going to get these going more regularly. I'm going to have Coach Feichert on in a week or so. We're going to talk about basketball and all the typical winter sports that have now been shifted to early spring. So, anything to add to this one, buddy?
No, you know, we're cruising right along. We're working with the district. We're hopefully going to get to phase one of our three different phases to return to sports here in the next couple of weeks. We got a couple hurdles we got to take care of, but you know, we're our next step is try to get our athletes out with our coaches at a 10-to-1 ratio, outside only conditioning, and then moving from there to, you know, get back on the field and using our facilities and our equipment. So, you know, we're just continually moving forward.
Great info, man. We appreciate it. I'm sure all the listeners do as well. And thanks again. We'll be back soon. On behalf of everybody from Restore the Roar, I'm Sky Dickinson. This has been Restore the Roar Live. You can find out a lot more at restoretheroar.org. Thank you and good night.
Thanks, Sky.
You bet,
buddy.
Have a good night. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.